The Connecticut Labor Department says the state's unemployment rate in August remained unchanged from July at 8.1%. Andy Condon, who was with the Labor Department, he says this month's report looks like there were 6,000 jobs lost, but he says it's not actually as bad as it looks. Condon says there was a problem in the previous month's report with how they seasonally adjusted the labor numbers for school staff.
And what happened in June is schools were open into late June because of the extended year, because of snow days in the middle of the year. And on the reference month we use, we typically don't see that level of employment still going. We did this year, and so it looked to our seasonal adjustment like it was an increase. And it was really not.
And so Condon says what then looked like a decrease of jobs in August also was really not. Condon says the pace of job growth this year is accelerating, with an average of nearly 1,800 jobs created a month. But
the job growth we have, although it seems to be at a faster pace than last year and the year before, is still not enough to drive down the unemployment rate in any serious way.
The labor numbers show the state gained 1,600 jobs in construction and 1,100 jobs in durable goods manufacturing. The state lost 1,700 jobs in the financial arena, like banks and insurance companies. On Long Island, the private sector lost 600 jobs in August compared to July. But Jim Brown of the New York State Department of Labor says that's an improvement in the long term. He says over the prior 10 Augusts, losses averaged 3,000. Brown says the new figures show a continuation of Long Island's economic rebound.
The private sector has added 28,500 jobs over the last year, and that's a 2.7% growth rate. That's considerably better than either the state or the nation have been doing.
Long Island added jobs in professional and business services, education and health services, and leisure and hospitality, among other sectors. In August, 2,300 manufacturing jobs were lost on Long Island.